lot of stuff going on. Handcuffing out of an out of control Georgia kindergarten. Was there a better response in Midville? Is that
it's Milledgeville.
Milledgeville, Georgia. The police said a small shelf thrown by a child struck the principal in the leg during a little fracas. The child also jumped on the paper shredder and tried to break the glass frame. The police report states that the school called the police when the officer tried to calm the child in the principal's office. She resisted, the police say. She was restrained by placing her hands behind her back and handcuffed, the police report states. A juvenile complaint was filed accusing the girl of simple battery and damage to property. The police department policy is to handcuff people when they are taken to the police station. The girl's aunt, Candace Ruff, went to the child's mother to pick her up from the police station, said the little girl had been sitting in a holding cell and complained about the handcuffs. She said that they were really tight. She said that they really hurt her wrist, Ruff said, and she was so shaken up when she went there to pick her up. The police chief said that the girl was taken to the police department squad room, not a holding cell, and the officer there tried to calm her and gave her a Coke. The girl was suspended and cannot return to school until next Monday. So
now, based off the information that's presented, do you feel that they went overboard on the way they reacted?
In my personal opinion, now let me say this right here. I don't want to really just jump all overboard because I don't know what a lot of these teachers and stuff have. First of all, shout out to all of the teachers that really do have to go through stuff that's underpaid and have to deal with out of control children with no home training. But as far as this case, this particular case right here, I don't think that putting handcuffs on a child, I don't know. And I'm trying to think both ways because here you got a child and then she's knocking stuff down in the office and climbing on stuff and they can't do nothing with her. And you can't whoop children nowadays. Or whatever. There's no corporal punishment in school, but I'm just wondering, it putting handcuffs on a six-year-old. But at the same time, the other side of my brain is like, okay, what else was he was supposed to do? He's gonna take the child to the police station if she's kicking and screaming and out of control. You can't drive and hold a child if she's kicking and knocking over stuff. So I don't know.
I mean, because this was the second stop. Like, you know, she was wilding out in class. The teacher couldn't control her, so they took her from the class to the principal's office. Now, granted, once the chick started wilding out and, like, throwing desk in, you know, through that shelf and hit the principal, if the principal was to, like, grab her or subdue her, you know, they could say that, hey, he assaulted her, and then the principal's in trouble.
Right.
So he kind of took his hands off of it. And it's like, yo, listen, I'm going to call the authorities.
It just sounded to me like it was a case where the kid probably needs to be under some kind of medication. And at the time, I just feel like an adult, and I've worked in a school situation before like that as an assistant to the teacher. And I've seen situations, I've even had situations where I had to restrain a kid that was like 9 or 10 years old, little boy. And I mean, some degree of physical restraint by an authority figure is acceptable as long as I wasn't punching the kid or anything like that. But I did have to kind of yoke him up a little bit just to keep, you know, just to calm him down until we can get him some medication.
Put him in a bear hug or something.
But drugs
can't
always
be the answer.
Yeah, but
that's the thing. You can't even yoke him up no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in a situation like that where they're endangering themselves and the other kids, then you have to. I would take my chances in court on that one.
But, like, I mean, but drugs can't be the answer to everything. I mean, there's other forms of behavioral modification that you could do on people. Like, you're breeding future drug addicts. Like,
but obviously, this kid needs some pills.
He's a butt kicking.
Well, the child's mother said that she suffers mood swings. She has them all the time. But did she tell the school that ahead of time? That was the school aware of these mood swings?
Right. I don't know. Yeah. Let's go to the phone right quick. We got Danielle on. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
I'm good, Danielle. How you doing this morning? Go ahead with your comment, love.
I am so mad that people are offended that we are putting handcuffs on kids. We need to stop making exceptions for these kids. If they're acting crazy, you need to put handcuffs on them, because if the principal or anybody else tries to subdue them and then all of a sudden the kid says they snatched me by my arm, no, the principal did what they're supposed to do. It's not an issue of race. It's an issue of people not being able to handle their children and need to put handcuffs on them. They need to make an example to every other kid in that school. Look, if you want to act like this, this is what's going to happen to you. Otherwise, it's going to be every other kid acting out, thinking they're going to go to the principal's office All they're going to have to do is have detention. No, there's going to be consequences. Otherwise, it's going to keep going on. And if your kid has problems, they need to be disciplined.
You know what? I'm not even mad. I can't, and it's like, I can't argue with you. I can't. You know, because
every other kid is going to be going out like that. Why not? If they're kicking and screaming, what are the teachers supposed to do?
You're right. That's Yeah, that's why I was saying it. You know, that's why I was trying to give both sides of it, because when I first read the story, it pissed me off. I'm gonna have to be honest. Wait a minute, you think like, man, did they have to put the damn handcuffs on a 6-year-old little black girl? And then when I started thinking about it, I said, well, okay, now you can't whoop them, and there's no corporal punishment, and there's no consequence in the school, and it's like I'm kind of too both-sided about it, but. I really can't argue with you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I definitely respect everything you're saying. I don't have an argument for you. Real talk.
Well, I appreciate everything y'all do, and I love the show. And, you know, it's just these kids, everyone's like, it's 6 years old. These 6 years olds are shooting people. These 6 years olds are stealing. They're doing all types of stuff. So, you know, something has to be done. But thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Where you calling from?
Miami.
Okay, how can we pray for you this morning? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, we got to
answer. Hit us up, 1-866-9 Ricky. Do you think there was a better response to dealing with this situation? Because a lot of times the teacher's hands are tied. What would you have done in that situation? We want to hear from you.